So we're coming to the last session of our practice today. I want to share a few reflections, and then I'll open it up for any of you to share or ask a question. And the reflection that came to me is that sense of the Buddha, Buddha arrived at his awakening through the felt sense, through his direct experience. No one handed him a map, a list, or, ontological structures to follow. He had some guidance through his pursuit of a samadhi practice or ascetic practices. But he realized that those don't lead to full freedom. So he sort of got to a dead end practicing those practices. So he had to trust his own direct experience without anybody giving him a map. He had to let go, let loose anything that was given to him, and trusting his own felt sense, direct experience, and the raw experience he has. And so in this way, today I've repeatedly brought in this felt sense, our direct experience, below the layers of our ideas and conceptualizations of what our practice is, but dropping into the direct experience. Now, this retreat that I just finished a week or so ago, and the teacher said that direct experience or felt sense experience awakens. Our ideas don't awaken us. And the ideas tends to box us up in some imagination. And so trusting your direct experience, trusting the felt sense is a big part of our practice. And learning to over time, maybe using some conceptual framework, are gradually loosening up the conceptual ideas and touching into our direct experience. And this is a part of sincerity of the practice. And this is a gradual training and gradual learning. We all need some levels of conceptual framework, the map. But we're also learning to kind of loosen up the grip on them. Little by little, we kind of settle into our raw experience, the elemental level of our experiences. That's a kind of a skillful learning, skillful exploration. We don't claim that we're going to get this right away, but we're learning. This is a process of learning. So being humbled by it and continue on the path. Those are the few words I have as a reflection, and we have a little time for any sharing or questions you may have. And again, I invite you to use the Zoom hand under the reactions button and keep your hand up until we finish, or you finish the question and the conversation. And so the floor is open. Yeah, Tony.
Ying, I have a question from somebody from that they put in the chat, and they said, "I'm a creative person, and I find when I am sitting that lots of creative ideas related to projects I'm working on things I want to make come to me. How do I make space for this while at the same time coming back to the present moment, keeping my attention on my overall practice?"
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a great question. I think we all probably stumble upon this kind of a phenomenon, and I appreciate to the question. And so when we have sort of a creative ideas, images come along, the usual kind of a doing mind tends to get involved in keeping the engagement with them. So it sort of, you know, keep thinking about them, working on them. And what happens when we engage in that way is we lose contact with the present experience. And we kind of fall into sort of imaginary world that we're in. Kind of, you know, creative projects we have. Now, the practice is to notice whenever that this is happening, and in a very gentle way, we don't push them away, we don't kind of deny them, but we invite to drop into a felt sense of what is this what is this manifest in our embodied experience or in our emotional world. And so by doing so, we kind of invite ourselves back into the present experience. Often the creative ideas and imaginations have either a certain kind of emotional tone to it, or they may have a somatic imprint or somatic felt sense, and that's in it. Can we feel them in the body? Can we begin to touch in? What's the emotional tone underneath of this? You know, are there a certain kind of excitement associated with it? Are there a certain kind of wanting associated with it? Kind of begin to drop underneath of this layer of doing, but really settling into what is happening in our direct, in our present experience. In this way, we kind of bring mindfulness back in to our lived experience. And we also get to explore sort of a deeper layers of this very dynamic. And so the creative forces often is an expression or a symptom of something deeper underneath of ourselves. And so we get to explore that through a being living in the present experience of it. So And those are some reflections I have right now. Maybe we'll just take a moment to kind of feel into the goodness of our practice together. And I wanted to also again acknowledge the free offer of the services of our managers, Tony and Deanna and Sweta, John, Fred, and to allow us to practice sincerely for a day together. Such goodness, such goodness. And maybe taking a moment to send a gratitude towards yourself. And a blessing. And thank yourself for showing up here for a day. It's not easy, but you had the courage to show up and being here for yourself and for others, for each other. Yeah. And arrive here again, this moment and this time, sensing into the goodness that may be bubbling up in your heart, in your being, the sincerity of your own practice, and sincerity of the practice of a community. May any form of a goodness that arose from the practice together grow, expand, mature. May they nourish our being, our heart and mind. May the goodness expand out in all directions. May they become a force that nourish others who you come in contact with. May they be held with a loving heart. May they be held by the generosity and kindness. May the goodness expand even further out from the people you know to the people you don't know, and to all beings everywhere on this planet, in this universe, in the whole cosmos. May all beings everywhere live with ease. May all beings everywhere live happily. And may all beings everywhere be free, free from dukkha. Thank you, everyone. I want to check if managers have any words to say. No? Okay. All right. And feel free to unmute and say bye. And, you know, we just get to some voices in and stay together here.
Thank you. Thank you, Yan, and everybody else.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Sangha.